Archbishop Vincenzo Conchisao of New Delhi is one of 60 bishops leading over 1,000 people on hunger strike in favor of the rights of Christian and Muslim Dalits, still considered outcasts in Indian society. The protest will culminate on Thursday, July 28th, when an estimated 10,000 people from all across India are expected to march on Parliament, joined by bishops, other religious leaders, as well as Christian and Muslim faithful and human rights activists. Father Cosman Arakaraj, the executive secretary of the Indian Bishops' Commission on the Overall Development of the Dalits, Tribals, and Backward Classes, is one of the organizers of the three-day hunger strike.
This hunger strike is organized from 25th of July to 27th, ending with Parliament March on 28th July, to demand scheduled caste status to Dalit Christians and Dalit Muslims. By becoming Christians and by becoming Muslims, Dalits lose benefits of affirmative action. It is a discrimination based on the basis of religion. It is against the spirit of Indian Constitution, which promises equal treatment of all religions. Therefore, to demand scheduled caste status, we are holding this hunger strike, addressing to the government to take heed to our plea, also not to delay in taking decisions to extend reservation to these people.
Father, who is taking part in this hunger strike? How many people? The leaders of the churches, who are they?
It is organized by both Catholic as well as other churches in India, Catholic Bishop Conference, Catholic Bishop Conference of India, National Council of Churches in India, and as well as other churches. And bishops from Catholic side as well as from non-Catholic side and evangelical churches all come together. Altogether today there were about 15 bishops from different churches. Catholic alone, we had around 10 bishops. And then there were around 2,000 people today from different states of our country, representing Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, Orissa, Delhi, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, from different states, as well as it is also very much organized by National Council of Dalit Christians, a lay movement, along with the Catholic Bishop Conference of India and National Council of Churches in India. And both these, CBCI and NCCI, Catholic Bishop Conference and the National Council of Churches in India, operate on a common platform called the National Coordination Committee for Dalit Christians.
But you're also campaigning for the rights of Dalit Muslims as well. You're taking in those who are most discriminated against. Father Cosman, what impact on the everyday lives of the Dalit Christian and Muslims does this discrimination have? How does it affect them in their everyday life?
It's a very nice question on your part, because in the day-to-day life, Dalit Christians, Dalit Muslims live side by side with other Dalits belonging to Hindu, Sikh, and Buddhist religion. They face the same socio-economical, educational backwardness. They are impoverished, politically powerless, socially ostracized, and they face the practices of untouchability and so on. So there is no difference between these Dalits belonging to different religions. Only the government, through this Presidential Order 1950, paragraph 3, discriminates against them.
How does it discriminate against them, Father Cosman?
The paragraph 3 says, no person who professes a religion different from Hinduism shall be deemed to be a member of scheduled caste. So to avail the benefits of reformation, benefits of affirmative action, one has to be in the scheduled caste list. So the government defines those belonging to Hinduism, Sikhism, and Buddhism alone can be in the scheduled caste list. And it excludes people belonging to Islam, Christianity, and other religions.
Now, this hunger strike, which began July 25th, will conclude with a march on the government buildings on July 28th. Can you speak to us about the organization of that big rally?
Yes, this is a parliament march which is going to begin from Ram Leela grounds in New Delhi. And it will be flagged by Cardinal Oswald Gracious of Bombay. And it will be attended by almost 60 bishops from different churches and denominations. There will be 200 priests, and there will be 100 nuns, and there will be more than 10,000 people from Christian, Muslim, and human rights groups. We will march from Ram Leela to Jantar Mantar, and it will be concluding at Jantar Mantar with a public meeting, and eminent politicians are going to address. Politicians belonging to Communist Party of India, Communist Party India Marxist, Lok Janshakti Party, eminent leader Ram Vilas Baswan, and other eminent Dalit leaders like Udit Raj, all will be addressing the people during the march as well as at the public meeting at Jantar Mantar.
You yourself are taking part in this hunger strike. How are you keeping up? How are you feeling?
I consider it as a disciple of Jesus. Jesus fasting those 40 days to get energized, to involve himself in the public ministry to do the will of the Father. I think this is a hunger strike which gives us, as disciples of Christ, moral courage, spiritual energy to fight continuously for the equal rights of Dalit Christians and Dalit Muslims.